The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is getting into the debate over horizontal hydraulic fracturing. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Fracking pumps a mixture of water, sand, and chemicals into a well under high pressure to force open shale rock formations and extract natural gas. Vertical fracking has been done in Michigan for decades, but horizontal fracking is much newer, and it uses a larger amount of chemicals and millions of gallons of water per well. The Chamber of Commerce has launched a campaign they're calling Protect Michigan's Energy Future. Jason Geer is the Director of Energy and Environmental Policy at the Chamber. He says they started the campaign to push back against a grassroots group that's trying to ban horizontal hydraulic fracking in Michigan.
It was a competitive issue for Michigan, and that we wanted to make sure that voters understood what we were talking about. What is hydraulic fracturing? What is the benefits of natural gas for Michigan?
Geer argues drilling for natural gas will bring more jobs to the state, and he says his group is confident Michigan's current regulations on fracking are sufficient. But Luann Cosma says nothing short of a ban will protect Michigan's land and water. She's the campaign director for the Committee to Ban Fracking in Michigan. Her group is collecting signatures to put a voter-initiated law on the November 2014 ballot.
When other legislation talks about protecting water just by regulating fracking, it doesn't actually do the job of, you know, preventing the harm in the first place.
The group has until October to gather more than 258,000 signatures. This is the Environment Report. The national debate around horizontal hydraulic fracturing continues. Part of the problem is simply answering the question of what this practice does to our environment. Abram Lustgarten is an energy reporter with ProPublica, and he's written extensively about fracking. Abram, at this point, how much do we know about the environmental impacts of fracking?
Well, we don't know as much as scientists say they would like to know, and we know a lot more than we did 4 or 5 years ago when this issue, you know, first came on the national stage. There's basically very little monitoring of underground water quality across the United States to check for contaminants, and whether that's from natural gas drilling or from any other industrial process. So without monitoring and long-term monitoring, there's very little way to know for sure whether, for example, fracking chemicals are contaminating water or moving substantially underground. And there's been quite a few studies lately of the impacts of drilling chemicals and air quality emissions and things like that above ground. That's something we hadn't had at all a few years back. Those studies have found, for example, that there's a correlation between methane in drinking water wells close to places where drilling has happened. There's been several studies published in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences to that effect. So this is part of an emerging view that there is a substantial threat, but I don't think with these sorts of scientific studies that you have a consensus until you have many of them, and there still are not quite enough. So I think the scientific community is in a state of concern, but wait and see. But we certainly know a lot more than we did 4 or 5 years ago, and the signs point to cause for concern.
There sounds like there's a fair amount of inquiry going on, but there aren't a whole lot of answers yet. They're just starting to come out.
Absolutely, that's exactly right.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Sure thing.
Abram Lustgarten is an energy reporter with ProPublica. He recently wrote a piece investigating the Environmental Protection Agency and its decision to back away from several studies on fracking. You can find a link to that story on our website, michiganradio.org. That's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.